VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Interpol's General Assembly voted Wednesday to make South Korea's Kim Jong-un its new president. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kim's Interpol election win can be seen as a victory for the White House and its European partners, who'd lobbied against Alexandra Prokopchuk's attempt to be named the next president of the policing organization. The longtime veteran of Russia's security services had been strongly opposed by many nations. They had expressed concern that if Prokopchuk had been elected, it would lead to further Kremlin abuses of Interpol's red notice system to go after political opponents and fugitive dissidents.
The international aid group Save the Children said Wednesday that an estimated 85,000 children under age 5 may have died of hunger and disease since the outbreak of Yemen's civil war in 2015. The group said for every child killed by bombs and bullets, dozens are starving to death, and it's entirely preventable. UN diplomat Martin Griffiths is in Yemen to prepare for peace talks after fresh fighting erupted in the key port city of Hodeida. Rain is falling in California, helping in the fight against wildfires. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Teams have been sifting through wildfire ash and debris, searching for bodies in and around Paradise, California. More than 80 people are known dead in the Northern California wildfire, hundreds more unaccounted for. The rain will complicate the search for the dead. CAL FIRE says some people may never be found. The rain may help crews still battling the fires throughout the state, but the National Weather Service says it may also cause mudslides and rock slides.
Afghanistan observed a national day of mourning Wednesday, a day after more than 50 people died in a terror attack in the capital, Kabul. This is VOA News. Myanmar's high